Welcome to the Band of Gamers podcast, episode number 9. My name is Greylock3491, and this week I'm joined by Osiris Prime. Welcome back, Prime.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while since I've been on.
Well, it's great to have you back, and you know, like we do every weekend, we're going to start with what we've been playing. So, Osiris, what have you played this week?
So this week I played a few main games were Battlefield Hardline, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and actually quite a lot of Minecraft. I played it like 2 or 3 days this week. Every once in a while, I kind of play it pretty much every time I play when I get a chance to play, but I kind of played it like for at least an hour each session, and usually I'm on there maybe like 20, 30 minutes, so just kind of get that itch every once in a while to jump in there and explore or build something, so I had that going. And then, actually it wasn't this week, but it was a couple weeks ago, I jumped into Neverwinter, which is like an RPG MMO type game on the Xbox One. So I started that. I actually played the beta, I think it was last month, about a month and a half ago. So I was kind of just looking for something else other than, you know, a shooter or something, or Minecraft, so I jumped in there for a little bit. And then I played a little bit of a game called Air Mech Arena, which I believe is officially released now. It's an RTS, kind of like, Command & Conquer, you know, a game like that, StarCraft. So I played the beta for that, and then it just got released this week, I believe. And then, last night, played a little bit of Destiny with you, of course. And thanks for that. I hadn't played for actually quite a while. As I mentioned last night, probably been a couple of months at least. So went through, the daily, and then through the story, since I hadn't really played too much of the story at that point. So I got a little bit further with that. And then I just picked up a game this week that just came out. It's called Lifeless Planet. Trying to think how I can explain this without kind of giving a lot away. But it's basically you're this astronaut that gets sent to this planet that's supposedly not supposed to have any life, any sentient life on it, or, you know, intelligent life. But when he gets there, basically there's like everything's barren, and he's just kind of wandering around, and he finds some things. I'm not going to spoil it. So, but it's pretty interesting. There's really no combat or anything, so it's just kind of like a puzzle game, basically. But it's pretty interesting so far. What I've played last night, probably like half hour, 45 minutes maybe. So then, continuing with my backlog gaming, I picked up Strider, or I shouldn't say picked up, I started playing Strider again, which was the remake, reboot that was released last year, probably, I think it was like in January, February last year. So I picked that up, or I'm playing that. Have no idea where I am in the story, maybe a third of the way, halfway or so. So trying to get through that. I thought I had finished Tomb Raider last month, and then I thought I was going to go on to Watch Dogs, but I actually found out that Strider was my next game. So I'm basically just playing them in the order I bought the game. So Strider was up next, and that's pretty much it. Kind of a lot, I guess, but it's not too bad. How about you, Gray?
Well, yeah, thank you for the games last night in Destiny. I'm usually not up that late, but I saw you pop on. I'm like, oh, let's see if I can get Prime in some Destiny. And we had a good time. I was apologize for all the yawning. At the end there, I was like, no, I got to go. I'm going to fall asleep.
I was kind of surprised when you messaged me.
Yeah, I had worked. It had been a long day, and I had worked really hard, and a lot of stuff had gone on, and it was just crazy. I was struggling putting a new tire. I was playing the game, replace the tire on your tractor, and I ended up having to go buy an air compressor to get enough air into it so it would seat. Then I had to mow, and it was just one of the few times I've actually used the headlights on my lawnmower. So I was mowing, and I was just beat, and it felt good to get out there and go through some of those story missions I hadn't seen in a while, so thank you for that opportunity. And you were already a level 24, so they were pretty easy to beat. No major struggles. Besides that, I was setting up my camper. Camping season has just started, and I was setting up my camper. And a couple things I learned is the Wi-Fi at the campground is not strong enough to do an update to the Xbox, so I ended up bringing it home to do all the updates. And but the other thing I played was Carcassonne, and I used to play that with my buddy Jetty a lot, and other people, other friends too. But it's just a fun game. You can play against the computer. There's a couple expansions. It was all on sale back in the Summer of Arcade back, years ago, and just love that game. It's really relaxing and peaceful, and just a good game. So I haven't checked out any of those type of games for the Xbox One. It would be nice if they could port them all, maybe have a Xbox Arcade emulator or something. But so Destiny, Carcassonne. I know I played some other things just here and there a little bit, but not too much. And that's it. That's it for me. Well, because it's just the two of us, there's nobody else to ask about what they played. So let's get right into the news. I know you had a news story you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I have actually a few game announcements that have happened this past week. Actually, and the first couple actually are for the coming week. So you got the DLC for Destiny House of Wolves, which I'm sure you're looking forward to. And The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, which actually I'm looking forward to, and actually already pre-ordered and pre-downloaded that one, which is about a month ago now, actually. I was kind of surprised they had released it for pre-download that early, but I guess it was ready, but they waited a month to actually release it. So that's released, and both of those are releasing on Tuesday, the ninth, May 19th. So that's something to look forward to. Any interest, like, well, other than probably the DLC for Destiny, any interest in those two?
Well, yeah, I'm really excited about the DLC, but let's first talk about The Witcher. That game, Witcher 3, is getting killer reviews. As a matter of fact, I think it was GameSpot, I always get that wrong, that gave it a 10. And I think IGN gave it a 9.3, and it's just getting awesome reviews. Why do you think it's reviewing so well?
Yeah, I noticed that too. Actually, the previous two were they reviewed really well. I don't think the first two though were kind of a critic or like a mainstream hit or a hit in per se. I think they did well. They just were they didn't blow up, say like a Dragon Age or an not Oblivion, Skyrim. Well, I guess Oblivion or Skyrim or something like that. So I think it's because it's, or at least the first two, they were pretty. It was a pretty hardcore RPG. So, there was a lot of management of like your skills and the weapons, upgrading stuff like that. So I think that's why there's a pretty hard, kind of hardcore base for it, and reviewers are kind of, I think they kind of lean toward more of that instead of the kind of the hand-holdy kind of RPG that you see nowadays every once in a while. So that's what I'm thinking is the big reason for all that. And plus, it looks gorgeous. I mean, if you've watched any videos, even just the pictures and stuff, it looks unbelievable, both on the PS4 and the Xbox One. And I believe it's coming out for the PC. That's where it started on. So I think they had actually The Witcher 2 was on for the games for gold or with gold last month or the month before in the 360. So I actually did download it. I never did get a chance to play it, so I'm kind of going to this fresh. So and actually I've kind of stopped watching any previews or videos or anything like that. Like I watched the first couple trailer, a few free trailers, excuse me, and that's been pretty much it. I've maybe read a couple write-ups, but that was about it. So I'm kind of going in blind and just kind of see how this is gonna play out. Have you ever played the other two? Oh, excuse me, the other two?
No, I haven't, but I understand what you're saying about going in without watching the previews. I'm trying to stay away from all the Jurassic World previews because I think they give too much away in the previews, but I've never played one of the previous ones. Something with The Witcher in it doesn't usually strike me. It's like, what is that about? It just seems odd. But watching the just seeing the great reviews it's getting. It's definitely from a smaller developer house. It's not EA, it's not Activision, and just the videos I've seen remind me of Red Dead Redemption, but with better graphics. I mean, Red Dead had great graphics, But this is, you know, one step above that because it's on next-gen hardware. But I'm going to be very interested to see. It seems like one of those games that's going to be take a very long time to play, and so I'll probably steer clear of it, seeing as I really haven't played my Battlefield Hardline since I bought it. Maybe played it a couple hours, but I'm really interested to see how you like it. Do you get the feeling that it's similar to like that Red Dead or maybe Skyrim, where it's a big open world? I mean, I was reading one article said they were trying to discuss how they have such a big world in the game. I mean, is that the sense you're getting, that it's this big open world game?
Yeah, that's actually what kind of drew me, was it kind of reminded me of Skyrim, just kind of, go and do what you want to do, and, in any order you want to. I think on in The Witcher, though, the story is a little more, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Cohesive, I guess. The main story, at least. Skyrim and kind of Oblivion, it's kind of loose, you kind of, there's a story there, but it's not like super involved. But I guess from what I've read in the Witcher series, it's pretty involved, and it's a pretty deep story, so you can get into it without, I guess, having to search for things yourself, like reading books on the lore and in the world and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it definitely drew me because it was kind of that Skyrim vibe, and Dragon Age kind of scratched that itch a little bit. It's a little bit different as far as the gameplay. But The Witcher seems to be kind of on par with like Skyrim and Oblivion and those kind of type of Elder Scrolls games.
Yeah, well, let us know what you think about it. I'm going to jump to your second story now about House of Wolves. I really like the new take they're taking on this expansion. It seems like they've finally heard what the gamers want. And not that the game's not great, I love the game, but it really misses that, kind of like we were talking about some of the other games, that cohesive story. I mean, there's bits and pieces as you play, but not the grand epic cutscenes that Bungie is known for. So the way they are pitching the House of Wolves is, and I'm not going to spoil it because it'll be out before you hear this, but the Queen and the Fallen have revolted. They've kind of attacked the Queen's Guard and taken off into the reef, and the Queen has invited you, all Guardians, into the reef to help hunt down these escaped Fallen. And I like that because we didn't get to see but a very little bit of the reef in the game, the first game, and now we'll have the new social space like the tower in the reef. Now we'll have new single player missions, which I hope are more cohesive and more tell the story of what happened better, and we get some more for our 15 or $20. And then there's new PvP stuff, which I'll get your take on if you've looked at it yet. But the PvE or the co-op stuff is what I'm more interested in, and the Prison of Elders, and it just sounds like a fun twist on Firefight or Horde or any of those modes, and Call of Duty has them too, where you have to fight off, I guess zombies is similar. We just had the onslaught, I guess in Battlefield we had that. You just have to fight off wave and wave and wave of enemies with a twist. So that's what I'm looking forward to. It'll be interesting to see what they make of it. Have you now you're a big PvP player. Have you looked at anything about the Trials of Osiris? Anything there interesting to you? Or does that seem more like it's for like pre-built clans or teams?
Yeah, actually, I haven't had a chance to read up on what it is exactly. If you get a minute, maybe you can just kind of run through it real quick. And
Yeah, it seems to me like it's it only run it, to me, if you're a big PvP guy, this expansion doesn't seem to have a lot for you, because all the maps from the last expansion are going free for everybody, which is kind of weird. And then in this one, the new ones are only going to be available on the weekend, so like Thursday through Sunday, and they're three member teams only. So it's kind of an odd take. If you're, if you're really, really a PvP player, you might be a little disappointed if you're not part of a team, if you like to go in solo. So we'll have to see. We'll know more when it comes out. But I'm not a big PvP player, so that doesn't bother me. I'm really looking forward to the new story missions and the co-op, and we should know this time next week if it was good or not. But one change they are making that's huge is the ability for the speaker the swap out stuff, like I got tons of energy and I really need shards. So I'm looking forward to that on Tuesday, the ability to swap things out and you know, for what I need to actually upgrade my character. So anything else, any other announcements you had on the list there, Prime?
Yeah, I got a few more. Just one more thing about the Trials of Osiris. Yeah, that sounds, I don't know, I guess I don't know how I would feel about that, just, you know, a three-person team, I guess, going at it. So do you know if it's like multiple teams then, or is it just three on three then?
Yeah, from what I read, it was 3-on-3, and, you know, you have to go in with three people, and they'll pit you against other teams. But from what I read, it's 3-on-3, and I don't remember any of the details, because I was like, yeah, not for me. But it just seems to me, for the competitive player or for the semi-pro player, or, you know, competitive player, sounds great, right? But for the, I know a lot of people just jump into PvP, like when they have some time, and they're by themselves. None of their friends are with them. So for those people, I don't see that they're going to be doing this very much, you know?
Yeah, that's my kind of play style. Just, you know, jump in when I can. So, yeah, I don't know how involved I'd be able to get into that. So that's kind of weird. I did see some of the armor that you get off of that, and I thought it was kind of cool. I always kind of liked the Egyptian culture, so just seeing the different like the armor and the headpieces and stuff were kind of cool. So at least they have that. They caught that my attention on that at least. All right, so a few more announcements here. I had the Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition, which, from what I was reading about, it was actually originally started on the PC. RPG game, it's kind of top-down, almost like Diablo style, I guess, if you want that kind of view. So it's, from what I've read, it's pretty popular on the PC. I've never played it. I think I might have played, a demo back in the old generation of one of the games in the series. So there's that. That's supposed to come out by the end of this year. And then also by the end of this year, not an exact date yet, but Assassin's Creed Syndicate. So we got our annual Assassin's Creed, which takes place in London this year. So you got that. And I think from what I heard, there's no multiplayer this time around. So maybe, you know, the story itself will be a little bit more cohesive again. There's the magic word, I guess, for this week. I don't know if you've played any of the Assassin's Creed or any of the more recent ones. The last one I played was, I believe, Assassin's Creed 2, actually. It's been a while since I played any of them. So, I don't know. How about you?
No, I haven't. Unity looked really good, and then they had all the problems, and it was like, ugh. But no, my son has played them all. He tells me all about them. He's graduating high school and going off to college, so he's always been a big Assassin's Creed, especially in the last 2 years. Biggest, you know, I'm like, anything with the word assassin in it, here I go again. I'm like, should you be playing this? But in any case, you know, he's an adult. He can play what he wants. But he loves them. He says they're great adventure games and action games, and yeah, he's a big fan of them. So, but they look cool. The last, you know, Unity looked really cool. The four-player co-op especially looked really cool. But, yeah, so interesting. I didn't watch the trailer of this new one, but it did get a lot of buzz. I think it was kind of, like, nobody was expecting it, right? It was kind of stealth announced.
Yeah, there was, I think they announced, like, at the beginning of the week that they're gonna do an announcement of a game, and everyone pretty much figured it was going to be, an Assassin's Creed. And just kind of the picture that they had was, you can just see like a person's hand, and he had like a cane in one hand, and then the other hand had the hidden knife that pops out from, you know, all the Assassin's Creed games. So it was pretty much a given that it was going to be an Assassin's Creed game. So yeah, it's kind of out of nowhere, I guess. I played the first two, and I think I was near the end maybe of the second one. I just never finished it, and it's kind of one of those series that I just kind of fell off from. You know, it just got too far ahead of me, and I just couldn't catch up. So maybe one day I'll pick one up again. They kind of seem like they're pretty much self-contained. Well, except for two, I guess, because it was two was split out into, I think, what, three different games. I think it was two, Brotherhood, and then Revelations, and it followed the same character. But since then, it's been a different character each time. So maybe one day I can just jump in and pick one up that I find interesting. And then one that I think a lot of people have their eye on, kind of both positive and negative, is Rainbow Six Siege, which is going to be coming out. They announced for October 3rd this year. I know you've mentioned it here and there on the podcast and on the site, so I don't know. What are your thoughts still on that game?
I was thinking maybe at E3 they'll announce that it's not just 5v5, but there's a single player campaign and there's co-op. Maybe? And Terrorist Hunt? Maybe? No, probably not. But that would be awesome. Or if they don't do that, maybe they'll announce Rainbow Six Remastered. Every Rainbow Six game, 1080p. Maybe not Rainbow Six Remastered. Maybe just Rainbow Six Collection. Every game 1080p, not remastered like the Halo treatment, but every game 1080p, single player, multiplayer co-op, all supported on your Xbox One. Is that too much to ask for? Yeah, if Siege is just 5v5, count me out. I mean, I think it'd be fun, but trying to get five guys together, that's hard enough. It's so hard. And then, yeah. Are you gonna pick it up? You thinking of getting it?
I don't know. I'm kind of on the same camp as you. It's just like there's no single player or even the co-op. I mean, the co-op was what kind of what made it. And the Vegas series, which is I always love the Vegas and Vegas 2. They're just pretty awesome games. I mean, I did like the multiplayer. It was kind of slower, which was kind of weird. But and the same thing was what was the other game that they made? Ghost Recon. They were kind of slower paced. You had to be a lot more tactical, so kind of jumping in there with randoms is kind of hard on those kind of type of games. So I don't know. Well, I'll have to see probably on E3 if they announce anything. I forgot what I was gonna say now about the game.
Yeah, I wonder how it avoids becoming a Counter-Strike, right? Because really, it just seems like, Counter-Strike or Call of Duty on like Nuketown, where it's just that super small map. That was the beauty of Rainbow Six Vegas, right? Even in the MP, you had to be careful because, it was a slower game because there were ladders and people could be above, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't run and gun like Call of Duty, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. I think a lot of people have their eye on it, and I think E3, as much as I hate to say it, might make or break that game. So, I don't know if there was any betas announced for that game or not, but maybe if they throw a beta out there, that may sway people or dissuade them. So who knows? And then yeah, if they announce some kind of like a reboot or remaster that, or I should say a remaster, that'd be pretty cool. Although I do have to say the original Rainbow Six, I think they're on the PC. Those were hard, really hard. And I guess maybe that's what they're trying to go back to. You gotta plan out everything and make sure you got all your strategy in place before you do anything. So I mean that, like I said, that's pretty cool. But if you're gonna try to do that with a bunch of randoms, that's just really hard. Next up, we got Lego Jurassic World, which is coming out June 12th, about around the time of the movie, I believe. I forgot when the movie's supposed to come out. But this is not just the latest movie. It's actually going to be all four movies. So the first, second, and third one, along with Jurassic World, the newest one that's coming out this year. So that should be interesting. I don't know if you're a big Lego guy or not, if you've ever played them.
Yeah, played the grandchildren are getting a lot of play with the Legos Star Wars saga. I don't know, it's like I don't know if it's all six movies or all three movies, but it's one disc, so I definitely like that where they put everything on one disc, 'cause then you don't have to buy it multiple times, So no, I think depending on how friendly it is. I think we've talked about this before. Sometimes it's hard for them to use the controllers, but they're actually getting pretty good at it, so could be interesting. As long as dinosaurs don't eat the little ones.
Yeah. Well, it's Lego, so they'll probably make it funnier or something. Yeah, I played a little bit of the Star Wars ones with my nephew, but other than that, I've never played like any of the Batman ones or the movie. The only other one I played actually played through and beat was the Marvel superhero one, which was actually really good. And I suggest that to anybody who wants to play one. It's kind of cool because from what I saw on the other Lego game, like in the Star Wars one. It was kind of linear, you just, you're hitting each movie and each level, how it was played out. And with the Marvel one, it kind of starts out that way, but then after a certain point, there's kind of an open world aspect to it, where you can run around New York City, Lego New York City, and just do other, besides the story mode, you can do other random missions and stuff like that. So, it was pretty cool.
That sounds very cool.
And there's lots of Marvel characters you can get in that one. So, and I didn't get every one of them. So that's the one thing good about the Lego games. There's always a lot of characters to unlock. So next up, a couple of delays that were announced. Ratchet and Clank for the PS4 is delayed until spring of 2016, which is all they gave. There's no other specific date. I don't know if you've ever played any of the Ratchet and Clank games. I never did. I stopped with the PlayStations after PS2. I'm not sure if there was one on there or not.
Yeah, that game wasn't on my radar at all. It's a very popular, popular series, but wasn't on my radar. What else you got that was delayed?
Then we got The Division, which is the Ubisoft
That's a big one.
from Ubisoft, I should say. Yeah, that's. I think this is like the at least the second delay so far for this game. So they said the. The end of the fiscal quarter for Ubisoft, which in the article I was reading was March of 2016. So I kind of just put first quarter there. Most likely it'll come out. So and who knows? So and I don't know. I still haven't really seen all that much on this game. There's been some videos, I guess, out there, kind of developer things, and there might even been a preview one, I believe. So I don't know. This just kind of comes up a little bit, and then it just like disappears, and it kind of does that back and forth. And unfortunately, when it does come up, it's been coming up delayed each time too. So I don't know. Have you had any interest, or have you looked up on this game?
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, the trailer looks cool. The sample playthrough looks cool. It's one of those games I'll be keeping an eye on. Hopefully, it is shown at E3. I know a lot of people are. A lot of my friends are interested in it as well. So it's one of those games everybody's keeping. A lot of people I know are keeping an eye on. So it'll be interesting to see. It looks like it has some strategy and it has some, gunplay and whatnot. So is this something you were looking forward to?
Yeah, I found it was kind of interesting, almost like it's a combination of Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon almost. There's, like you said, strategy, and there's gunplay and possibly some gadgets maybe like you used to have in Ghost Recon. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out and if they actually do show anything at E3 since it's being delayed again. Maybe they'll wait until like Gamescom or something later in the year to really show it off. Well, I guess we'll see though. So that was all I had this week. So how about you, Gray?
Well, I had a couple things. I always go back to the casualadultgamers.com Facebook page because when I'm on IGN and GameSpot and those other sites, that's where usually where I'll share it, just as a quick place to remember what I saw and what I thought was interesting. And I'd encourage anybody out there who's listening, feel free to share stuff there too. The more, the merrier. And join in the conversation as well. One of the things I saw was in the patch, the Xbox One patch, was the voice messages were coming, but they were also creating dedicated service for voice chat for people who were having issues with NAT. And we run into this quite a bit. I got a friend and his girlfriend both on the same router, and sometimes they have voice chat issues. And I think that's awesome that they would spin up a bunch of dedicated servers for anybody who's having issues so that they can still chat with their friends. I'm assuming when they say voice chat, they mean parties as well. But those were my two big takeaways from that patch. The other thing I saw was Grandia 2, a great game from the old Dreamcast days. I still have my Dreamcast somewhere around here. Actually, I think it's in my TV stand Can't see it right now. But I'm a huge Dreamcast fan. Don't know why I got into the Dreamcast. Don't know. You know, I just was never a PlayStation guy before the PlayStation 3. We did have a used PlayStation 1. We played with the kids quite a bit. But, you know, I don't know why I like the Dreamcast so much. But I'm a big fan of it. And from there, I went to the original Xbox. But Grandia, I remember having that Grandia 2 and watching my kids play it. It looked like an awesome game. So that's coming to Steam. So it'll be playable on the PC, which I think is a good trend. I'd love to see more of those games come out inexpensively on Steam. And then Destiny went on sale. The digital edition, now the hard copies, the disc versions, have been showing up on sale for $30 here and there. But the actual Destiny game was showing up for $30 digitally. Now, one of the guys on the Facebook page asked, hey, can you still buy it on the 360 and get it for free on the Xbox One? Because it's $30 on the 360 digitally. And so I went over to Destiny's website. They still have that page. I Googled it, and it just comes up, Destiny the Game / I forget what it was, like buy it on the next gen or buy it on last gen, get it on next gen. So if that page is up, I'm assuming that deal is still good. If you buy it on the 360, you get it on the Xbox One. Which me, for $30, that's how I got Call of Duty, not Advanced Warfare, the one before that, Ghosts. I bought it, actually was a coupon that I got for the 360, and I redeemed it there and got it free on the Xbox One. So there's not a lot of games that did that, but what do you think on those stories? Anything there you'd like to comment on, Prime?
Yeah, on the Xbox update, the voice chat about they're you know, they're getting the dedicated servers. Yeah, I was, for the longest time, I had my NAT as moderate, and when I actually switched over to the wire line or the power line adapters that I use now, it's opened up now, and I've been pretty good with chatting and stuff since then. I never had any problems after I started using those. So, but it'd be good, you know. A lot of people can't do that, or they can't be wired in, you know, like, you know, you really should. I mean, if you want the best connection, you know, a lot of people use wireless, so hopefully that'll help relieve at least the voice chat problems that have been plaguing the system now and then. So
now, did you switch from wireless to the power line, and are those the power line adapters we were talking about in the forums a few months ago?
Yes, yeah, those are the same. Yeah, I had wireless before, and then I switched over to the power line, which have been great so far. Haven't seen any issues with them. I had a couple of drops, or not drops, but like I had to reset the main one that I have connected to my modem. But that was like early on when I first started using it, so I don't know if it was just some weird power thing or glitch or something. But ever since then, they've been working flawlessly, and the games run smoothly now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I use it in my garage. I have a home office in my garage, which is detached from the house. The cable that runs, the power that runs from the breaker box in the house to the garage, has to be 100 feet. And then the modem, the actual main internet hub switch, is up on is two floors up. So that's in the basement, then two floors up on the second floor. And I'll tell you what, I have no problems at all. the things work great. So I'll have to when I get some time, I'm gonna have to put up a little ad for that in our, as a thumbs up, because both you and I, and I think Jester, or I'm sorry, not Jester, Downriver Rat said they work great, and I think some other people had great luck with them too. So definitely a great product, and they were very reasonable. So very happy with them myself.
Yeah, actually was a pretty good price. I think I actually got it on sale too when I first saw it. But yeah, they've been a blessing, because I'd have some problems early on with when I was using the wireless.
Well, that's pretty awesome. The last thing I want to talk about is, well, some of the TV shows, and I know this is a gaming podcast, but it seems like a lot of us are into or really have liked and, you know, enjoyed the renewal of Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers and a lot of these superhero movies. And so a lot of that has flown into television. So I started with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I really like that. It kind of lost its way for a little bit, but it seems to be back and doing well. And then I started watching Arrow, and Arrow, I've had a love-hate relationship with that. And then I started watching Flash, and I really like the Flash. It has this upbeat, it's more friendly, it's more upbeat, it's sunnier. There is a love triangle. I hate love triangles, but I really enjoyed it. And then what came to Netflix was Daredevil. So that was a 13 series show on Netflix, and it's pretty interesting because the episodes were all like 55 minutes or more, so it's longer than your regular episode of on TV because there's no commercials. And so I really, really enjoyed that. Now they just announced a new series called Supergirl. And, you know, if you go back to I think it was the 80s when they had the original Supergirl, it was kind of hokey, but this one looks fun. It looks fun. It looks real. And it looks like something everybody would enjoy. So my question is, Prime, are you watching any of these TV shows? Are you DVRing them or watching them on Hulu or watching them live? And have you seen the preview video for Supergirl? Oh, I can't speak tonight. And have you seen the preview video for Supergirl? And what do you think if you've seen it?
That is yes to all of the above. Yes, I have. I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I don't know if you watched Marvel's Agent Carter, which was kind of in between when they kind of had the winter hiatus for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They had Agent Carter, which was... That one kind of started out really slow, but like once you get about a third or halfway through that series, it actually, you know, picks up and gets really good. And they actually just renewed that for a second season, so there'll be more of that next year. But yeah, I've been watching Arrow and The Flash, and pretty much mirror what you say about Arrow. Sometimes it's really good, and sometimes it's just kind of frustrating. And that one's definitely a lot darker than The Flash. And I always get kind of a Batman vibe from the Arrow. I don't know if that was intentional, because they never really had Batman, like in, say, Smallville, or had a Batman series recently, or at least a live-action series they've had in cartoons plenty of times over the years. So I don't know if they're trying to inject Batman into Arrow, but it gets kind of dark sometimes, a little bit too dark, maybe. But it's still a pretty good show. And then The Flash, I love The Flash. I actually, when I first started watching that this season, it just, like, hit me right away. It was just like, wow, you know, this is definitely just like a comic book show. You know, they don't hold any punches. You know, they don't hold anything back on that series about, you know, following the comic and stuff. It's pretty dead on. You know, they got, not to spoil anything, but they got, you know, time travel and sentient gorillas and all kinds of weird things that I wouldn't expect them to have put in that show. But, you know, they're making it work, so it's pretty cool. And then, yes, I did see the Supergirl trailer, and I was kind of talking to my brother about this, where we're texting back each other, you know, back and forth with each other. For it's going to be on CBS, I believe, but for being a CBS show, I kind of got that CW vibe, you know, kind of, you know, everybody's younger and, you know, pretty and all that. And so, yeah, but it does look, you know, it looks pretty fun. So we'll have to see how that goes. And then there's another one you mentioned. Oh, Daredevil on Netflix. I've only watched the first couple, but it's definitely a lot different than anything else that's been out recently in the movies or in TV. It's pretty dark, pretty violent, but, you know, it's spot on if you've ever followed the Daredevil comics, or, you know, picked those a paperback or something like that, trade paperback up. You know, it's pretty spot on, and I'm loving that so far. So yeah, it's just interesting to see all these, you know, the comic book movies now coming over to TV, and, you know, they're really good. You know, they're not hokey, they're not campy, you know, kind of like the Spider-Man and Batman were back in the day. So it's interesting to see, you know, how they've evolved. And then also, I don't know if you've seen this one yet, this trailer. There's another new show coming out on the CW, a spinoff of The Arrow and The Flash, called Legends of Tomorrow, with it's going to have the Atom from Flash and Arrow. Hawk Girl, they're bringing back a character which I don't, well, they kind of show it in the trailer, but I don't want to spoil it anyways, from the Arrow series. And I think maybe one or two other guys. And it's kind of, once again, really looks like it's really comic booky. It's about time travel, and it just looks really fun. So if you haven't seen that trailer, go ahead and search for that. I'm sure it's on YouTube probably. So and check that out. It looks like it's kind of like The Flash, kind of more, fun and, bright and not so dark. So.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That it looks fun, and we'll see if it actually turns out to be any good though. But I was a little worried when I watched it because I mean I think they did a good job in the trailer, kind of explaining what the whole season's going to be about or what the whole series is going to be about. But it, I don't know. We'll see if it works. It's tough. I do like the guy who plays the Atom. I like his suit. I think it looks really cool. Given what just happened recently in The Flash, one of the characters I'm a little very questioning, and then another character, as you said, met their end at a different on a different show. So it's kind of an odd combination. But and to answer your question about Agent Carter, I really did enjoy that. There were a couple of slow episodes. But for the most part, I thought it was extremely well done, and if they bring that back, I'll definitely watch that. And I will say on Daredevil, I think I thought, and again, that is, I really thought Daredevil started off slow, right? But I really was happy with the way they brought it to an end, and I thought they did a good job with that, and I'm looking forward to watching the next season. I like the good guy. I like how he's a good guy, and he just doesn't want to go out and murder everybody. Yeah, so I really like that about that, and I just think Supergirl looks so. It looks like something my wife would watch. Just looks like really like fun, like kind of like The Flash, but because there's a female lead, and she has, a jerky boss. She has to get the coffee, and I think it looks fun, So, but that said. What's on the horizon? Anything else we haven't talked about in the whole superhero type? Do we have any? I think we have some superhero movies coming out this summer, right? Is the next Captain America due out? Oh, well, we got Ant-Man first, right? So that's coming out soon. Do you know if Captain America is due out this year?
No, that's actually they just started filming, I believe, on that one. I think that's not until next year. I think that's the only one for next year as far as the Marvel movies, I believe. That's the Civil War. It's titled Civil War, so it's I don't know if you ever read those comics or kind of follow that, but it's kind of a war against, the heroes themselves are kind of warring with each other. So, and I don't know, other than Batman versus Superman, which is actually I think next year maybe, or maybe the very end of this year. I don't remember anything else, and then Ant-Man. I don't know if there's anything else besides those three.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of good movies. A lot of good movies based on superheroes. Of course, we got Jurassic World coming out. Over at CasualAdultGamers.com, we got a whole poll of all the summer blockbusters coming out. Oh, and that's another one that just came out and reviewed extremely well is Mad Max. So I've been avoiding all the reviews, just like we were talking about earlier with The Witcher 3 and other things. Because when I see it, I wanna not know what it is going in, but having seen the version, I guess from the 80s, I kind of get an idea what it is. But man, Mad Max is getting great reviews, and that's good. It's good to see a movie come back like that.
Yeah, I think I saw the Road Warrior and then the second one. Can't remember what it was. I think it was just called Mad Max, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while since I saw those movies, and I liked them, but I don't know. I never really got too far into them. Like I, just watched it once, and okay, I was like, all right, that was cool, and then you kind of moved on. But yeah, this the one that they have now. Just the trailers and stuff just look pretty wild. Just they've kind of taken kind of the heart of those old movies and just ramped it up for the modern age. So, which is kind of weird since it's future setting, but yeah, it looks interesting, so I'll probably have to check that out once it comes out. I'll probably just wait until it comes out in Blu-ray or stream or something. So that's about it.
Yeah, so let's move into our final segment then. And now that I've kind of brought us into the whole superhero realm away from gaming, and let's just talk about E3. Is there? We already talked about The Division. Is there anything else that's going to be at E3 that you're looking forward to? And it's only like a month away, right?
Yep, yeah, it's I think maybe exactly a month now. I think it is the 19th or that kind of that week of but yeah, to be honest with you, it's I've just been so busy lately, and everything's been going on, just in my regular life, that I really haven't even had a chance to kind of look to see what's coming out, or I know the big ones, obviously, like Rainbow Six and stuff like that. But I think what I like most about E3 is, the stuff we don't know about yet, that the big bombshells that they drop, during the conferences and stuff like that, and the different games. I know there's at least a couple different games for sure that the Xbox, at least on the Xbox side, that they're supposed to announce an original IP, and then supposedly a couple of older games that they're bringing back or rebooting. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. I always like to watch those the conferences, Xbox, PS, or Sony, Ubisoft ones, and the EA are they're kind of okay. They usually kind of just spend a lot of time on the gameplay and stuff. I kind of just like the announcements, and checking out the trailers and stuff when they announce it. And maybe actually, now that I think about it, and I'm kind of looking on when I'm looking at the notes here, kind of what the next thing for Destiny is going to be. This There's supposed to be some, I guess, DLC that's supposed to come out this fall that they've kind of, I don't think they've really hinted, but people from, kind of hacking up the game, that they found clues here and there, supposedly. So we'll see how that pans out. How about you?
Well, I guess number one on the list would be Battlefront. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I mean, it looks great. The footage looks great, and it would be great to see some gameplay. Where we've heard some more about some new modes where it's still on a planet, but it's all ships fighting. So Battlefront, definitely like to know more about that. I'll probably buy that no matter what. But it'd be cool to hear new news about Destiny and what I guess they were calling the Comet expansion, which is near. I guess it's half of what the full game was. It's a lot of strikes, maybe 10 or 12 single player missions, a lot of strikes, a raid, all kinds of stuff, new PvP maps. So that'll be interesting. Interesting to see what it's priced at, and just want to see, what are the details on Rainbow Six? Is it really just 5v5 and that's it? Like to know about, I really enjoyed Skyrim, but I would love to have done co-op in it, kind of like you can do in Minecraft, or I don't know if there's any other open world games like that. I guess Red Dead Redemption. No, that's not really co-op single player, but kind of like Destiny, where you can do co-op through the single player missions. That would be fun, just to do open worlding and have somebody jump in. Trying to think of a good game that did that. I know Fable, I think it was Fable 3, did a good job of that, where you could be playing the single player and a friend could just drop in and help you out. I think that'd be fun. I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of games, but really excited. And June 15th, I think I'm going to need to work from home that day, just so I can catch some of these announcements live and try to catch some of the streams. And I'd love to see Forza 6. I got Forza 5 with my Xbox One. I really didn't play it much. Project Cars just came out. It's supposed to be awesome, but I didn't even pick it up. So, what will draw people back to racing? Will Forza 6 do it on the Xbox One? It'll be interesting to see. So interesting to see. I guess those are some of them, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of games announced that are going to be pretty exciting. On the PS4 side, I'd love to see Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 remastered. That would make the PS4 on my list of on my wish list for Christmas if they had Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 remastered. I have 2, which is one of my favorite games of all time. I also have 3 for the PS3, but I never opened it. Still in the shrink wrap. So it'd be nice to get a PS4 and just play the whole series through, like the Master Chief. Also on the Master Chief, some new things are supposed to be announced. I think we'll find out new things about ODST, which is coming for free if you bought the game at launch, or if you bought it within the first 3 months of launch. But also, they're hinting at something else. And I'm wondering if that something else could be Reach, because that would complete the collection. That would be really, really cool. So those are some of the things I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, really, I know a lot of people that I've seen, like, on forums and stuff, they weren't too hot on Reach and ODST, but I thought ODST was, like, a really great game. Just kind of how they played out the story. You know, you're this one guy kind of going through the city, and you're, you know, watching what you're, or seeing what happens to your teammates, and you actually get to play, you know, through what happens. So I thought that was kind of cool. And Reach, too. I think Reach got a lot of flack, but I thought the story was pretty good. You know, some of them, you obviously know, you know, kind of knew what was going to happen if you kind of know the Halo lore. Obviously, Reach was going to fall, but it was kind of interesting to see, you know, how everything panned out. And, it was kind of actually funny that you mentioned Skyrim and then kind of going back to Destiny also. So I did see an article about Skyrim, and this was on some website I've never actually seen before. It was on a Facebook group that I'm on, and supposedly there's going to be a Skyrim remaster coming out. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but... And funny that you mentioned that they're supposedly supposed to have a co-op mode in it, so that would be really interesting.
Awesome!
So that, I think someone... Kind of like how it always happens, they took it from a foreign site somewhere. Like there was a screenshot that of, you know, of the game. So that would be really cool if that happened, because that would be just awesome to play Skyrim in co-op mode. So even if it's just, you know, two people, it'd still be pretty cool. And then as far as Destiny, about the expansion, supposedly there was. I don't know if it was a leak or if, once again, you know, just hackers hacking up the game. You know, they found a title called The Taken King was, I guess, what the big DLC for the end of the year is going to be titled. So it should be interesting. I think there was like a screenshot of it too, so it should be cool. Now, do you think that whatever is going to happen with Destiny at the end of the year, is that going to just be DLC, or do you think it's going to be... like Destiny 2 or something like that, or, you know, kind of, or just expanding on the story itself?
Well, from what I heard, a couple things. From what I heard, it's not going to be Destiny 2. That is slated for 18 months from now. From what I heard, and this comes from that leak that was very detailed and talked about all the different things, and it seemed to be right on, it's a major expansion. So it's not just DLC, it's an expansion, and it's so major that they're expecting it to come on disc form, so you'll be able to buy it in the store. Maybe it's so they'll have something for the holiday season. I don't know. But, yeah, it's supposed to be a major expansion, so I would not be surprised if it costs $30 by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it costs more than that, I'd be surprised. Now, I want to go back to The Taken King, though. I saw a website did a little research on that, and they actually found that was the patent or the trademark or the copyright. I forget what it was. It was actually filed for that by the same guy who filed, I think it was House of Wolves. So that sounds like maybe Comet is going to, whatever we were calling Comet, is now going to be called The Taken King.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it should be interesting to see how that pans out and just how Destiny grows, you know, just in general, see how that comes out to play. And I wonder, and I know you had mentioned before how the DLC from the previous map pack, or DLC I should say, was being released free. I wonder if that's kind of a sign maybe that the player base is starting to fall off a little maybe. I don't know. It's kind of interesting they would do that.
Yeah, I think that tells us a lot, but I'm not sure of what that tells us. But other companies have done this, actually. Who am I kidding? Bungie has done this, right? They did this with Halo maps. So you bought it, and then later on they become free, which is odd. It's an odd way of doing things, but I didn't dig into that anymore.
Yeah, it seems kind of quick, though. I mean, don't you think that... Because that previous DLC was... What, released in March, I think? February? Something like that?
No. It was last year. It was before... You know, I don't know, but I thought it was. The game came out in September, and I thought it was December, maybe?
Oh, I guess you're right. There's only been two, right? Or there this will be
Yes.
the second one, the House of Wolves.
Yes, yep.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I keep thinking that there's been at least like three or four. I don't know why, but yeah, I guess that makes sense then. I guess it hasn't been too long, I suppose.
Yeah, it was the House of Wolves was slated for February, March, and then it got pushed. So here we are, late May, mid-May, late May, and it's coming out. So I think the cadence was supposed to be 3 months, so September, October, November, December-ish, and then March-ish. So, but yeah, they've done it before, so they get the, this is Bungie, right? But the thought process behind it, if I paid for that solely for the PvP, then I don't know.
Yeah, it's good to know I'll have more maps to play in now. So that'll be nice. Since usually when I jump on, that's what I'm mostly playing is the PvP.
Well, Prime, I'm looking at the time here. We're running to the end of our slotted time. Anything else you got that we might have missed, overlooked?
No, I think that's pretty much it today. Oh, and then just one more thing about. I mentioned the Lifeless Planet game that I was playing. I actually streamed that on Twitch when I was playing it. And I think I only, like I said, I only played for like a half hour, 45 minutes, so it's not super long. So I'll throw that up on my YouTube page sometime within the next couple days. So if anybody wants to follow me on Twitch, it's same thing, Osiris Prime. Actually, it's Osiris underscore Prime. I don't know why they made me put the underscore. You can't do spaces. So, and then my YouTube channel is Townmaster99. So if you want to check that out.
Hey, and let me encourage you, Prime, and any of you out there, if you are streaming or twitching or broadcasting yourself, we have our very own forum at casualadultgamers.com where you can share it with the rest of the community. So a lot of us don't get to browse all the Twitch channels, but we do check out CAG. So, and with that in mind, I want to throw a shout out to Island Arts. She recently did a posted on CAG a video of her Twitch stream of Little Big Planet 3, and I was so impressed with her with her gameplay and her narration. So she was so funny, but also did a good job because I don't play Little Big Planet 3, so I didn't really know what was going on. So she did a great job with the narration, and but even if you're not an educator and a professional in that arena, and you're just doing it for fun, please go to our casualadultgamers.com, look in our forums for the Broadcast Yourself forum, and feel free to share them with us because then all your friends will get to see them, even if they don't get over the Twitch, so I just wanted to throw that out there. And with that, I think we're out of time. So on behalf of Osiris Prime, my name is Greylock3491. We want to thank you for listening to Band of Gamers. And soon, we'll have our website up, bandofgamers.net, soon, very soon. And until then, enjoy your gaming, and peace out.